Hey, everyone. It's Salman Qureshi, and you're listening to the Expat Brat Podcast, man. How are you guys doing? I have started falling in love with podcasting, not going to lie. I don't know why. I enjoy it. I enjoy putting together this stuff. I don't know if you guys enjoy listening to it, but I enjoy putting this out there, all right? And it's not about you, it's about me, said every failed business ever, I think. But this is good, man. I'm currently in Algeria. Algiers is the capital. I don't know if I'm saying it. I've been here 4 or 5 days. You'd think I would learn something like this, right? Algiers. And it's really special. I gotta tell you, Algeria is just, I don't know. You know, you come here and you go, why aren't tourists flocking to this place? Because, you know those travel vloggers and stuff, just running to this place and filling it up with social media crap out there, telling everyone how great it is. And it should be, because, you know, firstly, the place naturally is just beautiful. You know what I saw this morning? I saw a rainbow, right? For some of you, maybe it doesn't mean much, but this wasn't, I've seen like faint rainbows. This was a rainbow straight out of a movie, all right? This rainbow was like bright, like red, like it, this rainbow was like, I have a pot of gold at the end of me, if you can get to me. And you know, it was incredible because it kind of started, so the place where I was looking at it from is this exhibition hall, they call the CIC Center out here. And from one side, it was kind of like there's these huge trees. I don't know what they're called, but when I say huge, like, you know, those canopy type ones that just have like a tall kind of bark, but then the top is just like a mushroom, right? Like huge ones, huge. And huge, like Trump would say. And it starts off from that side, like from the land. And then on my right side was the Mediterranean Sea. And the other side of it was like coming out of the water, you know, it was so beautiful. And the side that was coming out of the water was like extra bright. Maybe there's a bit more sunshine on that side. I think that was it. And so, so it was just, you could see it arcing up, and then there were clouds in the sky. So you couldn't see like it touching, but you could tell that it's like the rainbow arc. And, I've never seen the full thing. I've only seen like one side of it or whatever. And like I said, really faint. This was so vivid. It was LGBTQ. It was so bright and clear. It was amazing. And I was just taken aback and was with a bunch of people. And we were all like, wow, this is incredible. And then I sent it to my wife. And she's like, I'm glad you still get excited about rainbows. And I was like, yeah, I do. I think I haven't seen enough, maybe. But it was nice, man. What a way to start your morning off, right? It's been nice and cool here. It's drizzled a few times. It's rained heavy a day or two. It's like the temperature I love. It's like 10 degrees Celsius, and a couple of nights were extra cold, but it's the perfect weather for me. And the people, they're just nice, right? Like they're kind. They appreciate, they talk, they just love that you're a foreigner as well. How many places do I go and I tell people that I'm from Pakistan, and their reaction is like, I love the people from Pakistan and your food and stuff. Like, they know us. I think I've only ever felt that in Sri Lanka before. I haven't even felt that in Pakistan. And it was quite nice out here. Iran had a little bit of it too, but out here as well, it was really nice. I do think there's some history that goes back between the two countries where Pakistan helped them out during a civil war or something like that. I don't know the history properly, but so I've heard. Regardless, that might not be the reason, but people, apart from being nice to me about my nationality and background, they're just nice in general, really good people, just kind of have a nice attitude towards them. And also just they're good-looking people, right? Like, just you meet some people And you go, yeah, this is a lot of makeup or whatever. Like, they know how to polish themselves up. And great, good for you. And then you meet certain people and you're like, they look nice in general. Maybe it's the attitude that makes them come across as nicer. And it's just been, like I said, it's just been really nice. I've had a good time. I haven't explored the country as much as I'd love to. Forget the country. Like, I've hardly explored this city. And I'll take some time out over the next couple of days to do that. But it has so many historical places as well. Which, you know, all these things put together, you would go, Algeria should be a tourist hotspot. And instead, tourism is like 1% of their GDP, and there's a strong reason. If you don't know, their visas are notoriously difficult to get, and it's almost like, you know, when I went in to get my visa, if I didn't have my dad's pull to the conference I was coming for, I wouldn't get the visa, I think, because the guys were just like, what? We don't want to give it to you. They just had that kind of attitude. So they were the complete opposite of all the Algerians I've met in the country. The visa guys were like, specifically, I think they've been handpicked as the meanest Algerians they could find. But I find that in all visa consulates, immigration offices and whatnot. So, I mean, think about it. I went to Ireland and they're the nicest people I know as well. And yet one of my rudest experiences at the airport immigration, Dublin, was in Dublin. And there you go, yeah? So they're notoriously hard, Algeria. I think the main reason that I keep being told is that there was a civil war in the 90s and they had a lot of terrorism. And so they had to get strict, and that kind of attitude has prevailed. And so they've never looked at it. And they've had their own oil and gas. So maybe they didn't need the money before. Generally a closed off country, very protective of its borders and different conflicts going on, blah, blah, blah. But 3 days before I got here, there was some good news. I just happened to read, because I was interested in going, so I was like looking up stuff on Algeria. And they announced that Algeria is going to open up their tourism. They're going to do some kind of visa on arrival things through travel agencies, but mostly for the south. And apparently the south is where the Sahara is, and that's where there's a lot of historical stuff to see. Although there's stuff all over the country. This one person who's super enthusiastic about telling me about the country, actually two, three of them, they were really not wonderful young people from Algeria. They got talking to me about different names and places, and they're like, you have to see this and that. And I was like, I'm going to have to write these down because I can't even remember your names. Forget the places I need to go to. So I will take it down, because there were different kinds of things. There was like the scenery, relaxed kind of stuff. There was the snow kind of area. And then there's the historical stuff, right? So quite a different bunch of things to see. I'm staying at the Sheraton Marriott Combo beach and spa resort. And that is incredible. It's beautiful. And it's right next to the Mediterranean Sea. Again, staff has been amazing. The food's been great. I tried this local dish, muharaba. I'm going to get the exact name because I made a video of the person making it. It's like a flatbread with this mixture of like tomato and some kind of chutney in there that they make with onions. And it has a little kick because it's slightly spicy, just beautifully spicy. You know, not spicy, just has that little kick, just the perfect amount you could ask for. And it was so good. I ate like three of them, and I'm talking about they were big. So if I can find that outside of Algeria, I will definitely be attacking that stuff. Hopefully they'll be as good as anywhere else. But that was so good. If you ever come down to Algeria or go to an Algerian restaurant for some reason, get that shit. Or maybe some Algerian family invites you over and they make it at home. I don't know. Yeah. But the chef who was doing it at the restaurant, she was very particular about not making a video of her face. She let me make a video of the process, which was interesting. It wasn't like she was a conservative-looking person or anything. Right. Anyway, I got good food, man, and that was good. So yeah. So apparently, it's opening up. These young people have been talking to me about. They told me a little bit of an interesting thing where the north in Algiers, the capital, and the north bit, they love coffee, and coffee is consumed in a humongous manner here. Why am I talking like Trump today? Humongous, huge, blah blah blah. And they were like, we love coffee in the north. It's a lot of coffee. And overall in Algeria, coffee dominates. But the South are tea people, man. They're tea people. And they have a special tea. I'm assuming it's I've had it, and it's very close to the Moroccan tea as well. A bit stronger, I think. But I've only had it from one place. So who knows? Maybe there's a bit of variety. And apparently that tea is becoming popular up in the north as well. And these this group of youngsters, they were all pro-coffee. So they were like, yeah, it's making its inroads and it is good, but coffee it is. And they drink coffee like really strong, you know. You don't find a lot of places here. Well, I haven't been out and about, but most of the places, when I said like black coffee and stuff, they keep giving me espressos. It's like they take their coffee so strong, that's the only way they drink it. And that's crazy because I like a mug. I like coffee, but I don't want to be jittery all the time, man. So they were saying, the bunch again, you know, the group that I was talking to, they were saying how there's almost like a battle between coffee and tea drinkers over here. It's like a real, and apparently there's like a song made on it. It's on YouTube. I got to get the name and the clip. I really want to watch it. But it's this whole rap battle off, I guess, kind of thing. I don't know if it's an actual rap, but it's supposed to be a funny take on it. And it's just about between coffee and tea and them telling each other off or something, like talking to each other. It sounds hilarious, at least in my head. But the fact that they are so obsessed with that battle is very cute, I guess. And so that's some great things about Algeria I've picked up already. And it's nice to know they're going to open up. Like I said, I would definitely, come down here. A family trip would be nice. I don't think it's expensive. I've had my trip paid for. So, but I haven't had to spend. You know what? The biggest expense I had was laundry in the hotel, and that's true anywhere in the world, and I was stupid enough to do it and also ask for it urgently for some stupid reason, so they add another charge to it. And this hotel has an indoor pool, gym, and spa that is just really great.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Do you spend all of your waking moments watching reality TV? Well, you're in good company. I'm Will.
And I'm Marissa. And we're the hosts of Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails, a new weekly podcast that covers the ever so entertaining and cringy world of reality television.
Each week, we'll be raising our glasses and diving into the latest drama and chaos from our favorite reality TV shows.
From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor, you've got all your reality favorites covered.
So grab a drink and join us as we clink our glasses to the hilarious and delightful train wrecks of reality TV.
Subscribe now to Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails on your favorite podcast platform.
And yeah, man, so I'm having a ball here. And that's me selling Algeria to you. I think generally people should travel more. But this is a place you should come to, and it's got a nice little piece of history, ancient history as well. I think the Berbers and the French, and God knows what else has happened here, man. So that's what's going on with my life right now, what I'm doing specifically. So I haven't been able to record the last couple of days. I got here, and the 4 days have just flown by because I literally have been sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night because of just work and stuff. Yeah, so it's been hectic, but at the same time, just really happy. Just before I flew, the day before I flew to Algeria, I did a gig with Ismo. He's a comic from Finland, very popular. If you know him, you know, if you're into comedy, you'll know him. He was performing in Dubai, and I got to perform alongside with him. I opened for him, and we had 2 shows on the same night. And it was a good experience, man, because I always like watching different comics, especially live, and seeing how they craft their jokes and how the timing and everything. You just learned so much. And he was a really, really nice guy, very down to earth, one of those guys, you know, just happy to talk to, and had a great time meeting him and hanging out with him. And also the producers, Ron and his team at Hollywood Pop-Up Productions, where these guys were good. They're bringing a lot of comics out here in the Middle East, so do keep a lookout for them. I really enjoyed working with them as well, and top-notch people, man. So it's always nice to have good producers and a good comic to bounce off. And I feel a little guilty because I messed up my set on so the earlier show, mainly because I had a few things going on and I was just tired, and I kind of went in, and it's true, I'm just going to admit it, I went in a little, I wouldn't say cocky, but just like, you know, just another thing, I'm just going to do it and blah, blah. And it didn't land right, and I was having this out-of-body moment where I was just like half didn't care, half, and I walked off feeling a little bad because, you know, this audience has come. Well, they came for Ismo, and Ismo gave them a show. But, you know, they've paid money, and they're there, and they want a good experience. And I really told myself off in the time between the first show and the second one, because I think I've always tried not disrespecting audiences, especially, forget the money they've paid. It's the time they've put in to come out and give it to you. So I felt really bad afterwards, man. And in the second show, I came out making a real effort, and it was great. They had the audience laughing, and I felt better about myself going, oh, man, I look, I'm not a complete tool. And that's great, you know. When you get the audience laughing, there's nothing like it. So for anyone who's listening to this and did watch the first show or the earlier show, I apologize for my 15 minutes that you may not have enjoyed, I think. I'm humble enough to admit that was a mess up from my side. But yeah, it was nice to do this great show just before I flew off. You know, I was buzzing. I like I said, this year I've really been meaning to hit a lot of the stand-up bits and get a new show out. Just a lot of planning going on to the first month. And it makes you a little edgy, right? Because you want to start, like, really getting into the things, executing stuff. And not in a, like, dictator kind of way. You know what I mean? But just more, like, just starting to do the things. And that's the only frustration I'm having a little bit of. You know, it's just, I don't want to be like just planning, you know. And then I start going into this crazy mode where I get really apprehensive, or no, just anxious. No, I don't know. What's the word? Excited, just impatient. And I start doing more, and then I'm not planning stuff. And, you know, I got to stop being extremes between the two things. It's crazy. Anyway, there are a few shows planned, and I'm just going to learn how to breathe so that I concentrate on just getting it done, you know, and just take it from there. So that's happening, and I'm excited, like, in a few days when I do go back to Dubai, already, like, it's crazy. It's crazy because the day I'm landing, the next day I've got something, and then the day after I've got something. And while I'm getting impatient about doing stuff, I am doing stuff, but there's some bigger things I want to get done, and I think I'm just like winding myself up right now about stuff. Anywho, remember, relax, be in the moment. I took this trip to hang out with my dad, and it's interesting, you know, I'm hanging around his work kind of thing, which means I'm traveling, riding around, and I gotta admit, man, I keep forgetting how cool my dad's work is, because he gets like protocol for everywhere he goes. There's like a bike, the car. Like I got picked up at the airport, and they had those VIP cars with the siren on, going nonstop right through the traffic. And normally you get a couple of police bikes in the front, just leading the way and stuff as well. And I see how that is with my dad, and I think, man, you're going to retire soon, and I feel bad because I won't be able to give you this stuff, you know? He's going to have to be a civilian again and not get these kind of VIP treatments, man, because I can't afford it. And I feel bad, but I enjoyed it. I could get used to it. I would love for just be going to places with that kind of travel style going on. Anywho, enjoy it while it lasts, right? Like I said, I just really happy to spend time with my dad, man. And it's just one of those things when you grow older and you become a parent yourself, you're just like, I gotta spend more time with them because they're just great people and they did so much for me. I'm really proud of both my parents, you know, and it's great. Anyway, you know what I did? I watched Nope on the way here on the flight, and I did, Nope. Did I like it? Nope. I know it's a bit late on that, but I don't know what people are going on about. It's a real disappointment. Get Out was amazing. Us was good. It wasn't amazing. And then Nope was just, yeah, I didn't like it at all. Maybe it's one of those movies I should have watched on the TV screen or something, or the cinema, and not on a flight. But why don't they make good comedy films anymore, man? The other movie I watched online was, and I rarely go back and watch movies, is Crazy, what's that, Steve Carell, I forgot how to say his name now. Crazy Stupid Love, something like that, with Ryan Gosling as well. Fun movies. Do they make those type of movies anymore? Maybe that's why he's doing serious roles now, all of them. I don't know. I'd love a good comedy anytime. I'm watching that. I just started Jack Ryan as well on Amazon. I love that series. Always first two seasons. Yes, two seasons down. If you haven't watched that show, you're in luck because you get to watch two seasons nonstop. I'm watching season three now. I've got through two episodes, and it's already amazing. And yeah, I can't recommend that one enough. That's a really great show so far. Acting top notch. It's fast paced, but usually has a good storyline going on. It's based on it's a book, right? So what's the guy's name? Tom Clancy, the writer. I'm so bad with names. I should look these things up. I should just write them down before I talk about them. But I don't because I'm lazy. I mean, I have my laptop in front of me. I could just Google this and tell you guys the answer. But what's the fun in that? I should use Google less now that they've fired so many people. That sucks, doesn't it? All those tech people. It just reminds me, man, of the time when the banking system fell down. I was in a bank. And it really upsets you, right? Seeing your colleagues leave, even if you're left behind, there's that sadness of like you're in the ruins as well, right? And then the next year I moved on, but I also, you know, I had my I lost a lot in that in various ways, and I think in terms of my mental health and the effect it had on me was pretty bad, and no one was around to tell me how to cope with it, and I didn't. And then when you don't cope with something that huge, then it comes out in different ways, right? You start acting out, acting strange in different ways. And I know that couple of 2, 3 years, 4 years, I was so erratic with my behavior. And I think, you know, when I look back at it, I was like, I wish I had addressed it more. So I don't know if you're listening or you know someone who's been laid off by these bastard companies, excuse my language, then tell them to take care of themselves and tell them to take care of their mental health as well. It's important, all right? Yeah, I want to leave you guys on that, okay? You take care of yourself as well, always. Take care of these people. The world's a hard place sometimes. But take a holiday to a place that's hard to get to, but will be fun. I don't know. Sounds like I'm sponsored by Algeria. Anyway, you guys have a good week ahead. I will see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye. Or as a dog would say, woof.